From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. That's an Iraqi general, and he's saying special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014, when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Ardidi said the troops engaged in fighting with IS militants. He said IS fighters had erected barriers throughout the city to try to stop the advance of Iraqi troops. Analysts say the fighting ahead is likely to be more difficult in the coming weeks, in part because of the city's captive civilian population. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces that they may be guilty of war crimes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that has cut off food and aid to the area. An independent investigation into July's violence in South Sudan's capital has concluded UN personnel failed to protect civilians. Margaret Bashir reports.
The investigation, headed by retired Dutch General Patrick Cammaert, found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel culminated in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. The fighting between government soldiers supporting President Salva Kiir and troops loyal to opposition leader Riek Machar erupted July 8th near the presidential palace. More than 300 people were killed, and the fighting led to attacks, killings, rapes, looting, and other atrocities on the local population and foreign aid workers. Peacekeepers from China and Nepal were singled out for their poor performance during the episode. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
This is VOA News.